Live from Nashville, Tennessee, this is the Living Room Sessions on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network.
I set out on the road last December to follow that high lonesome sign. From the snow-capped peaks of Alaska, south past that old border town, the desert is in bloom down near Tucson, and the Gulf Coast is warm every day. But when the wind feels like winter is coming, I'll head north up near Telluride Way. I'll return to those piney wood mountains. I'll return to that high country snow. I'm going back to that sweet smelling juniper wind. 'Cause I always spend Christmas at home. Yes, I always spend Christmas at home. Highway all summer, riding that Red River down from that big sky over Montana to the deep crystal blue Puget Sound. I took care to stay clear of the city as I rode down that asphalt alone, but the chill in the air is a sure sign. Winter's coming and I'm going home. I've traveled across the face of this land, always carefree and hungry to roam. But I know when the cold snow starts to fall, piney wood, I'm coming home. I'll return to those piney wood mountains. I'll return to that high country snow. Going back to that sweet smelling juniper wind. 'Cause I always spend Christmas at home. I'm going back to those piney wood mountains. I'll return to that high country snow. I'm going back to that sweet smelling juniper wind. I always spend Christmas at home. Yes, I always spend Christmas at home.
Good afternoon from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm your host, Gary Holt. And welcome to the Living Room Sessions. Each week, we'll be bringing you the experience of a live concert with amazing performers to you in the comfort of your own living room or wherever you are. And this week is no exception. We have an amazing, talented, award-winning singer-songwriter joining us today, and he's a pretty cool guy on top of all that. Please welcome to the show, Mr. John Chandler. Hey, John.
Hey, Gary. How are you?
I am doing great. I am great. I am so excited to be sitting in on your concert today.
Oh, me too. This is just a real treat. I can't thank you enough for inviting me to come on the Equestrian Legacy Radio and go to town here.
Well, you're very welcome. And, John, I've got the best seat in the house. So right now, I'm going to take that and turn the stage over to you, and when we come back in about an hour, we'll visit a little bit more. right now, Mr. John Chandler.
Thanks again, Gary, and hello to everyone out there all over the world. What a great, great, great session this is. The living room sessions that Gary has put together on Equestrian Legacy Radio, and it's been so much fun to listen to my friends who have been involved with this. Good friends, Junie Fisher and Mike Blakely and Mary Kay and Joni Harms and Jim Jones. And I'm very honored to be a part of this program and its reach that it has all over the place. And so we're going to play about eight or nine of my songs, I believe, as we get going here. Probably 10 total because we just did Pinewood Mountain, which is one of my favorites, which we still do in concert very frequently, especially during the Christmas season, believe it or not. So as it's kind of got a Christmas motif about it, but it's so we're sitting here in Colorado undergoing the quarantine with the rest of the country, and so it's nice just to be able to chat a little bit about my background and what's going on. I'm a seventh generation Coloradan on my mother's side. Her people came here from Georgia in 1858 with the group that came and discovered gold, which led to the Pike's Peak or gold rush, Pike's Peak or bust gold rush. And so it's something that I'm very proud to be a Coloradan and always have been. And I have stories about this that are just ages old that I've absolutely utilized in my writing and as a writer as well as a songwriter and a singer. So as I grew up, I had the opportunity to know that I came from frontier stock, as it were, in a wild western kind of place. And I'd heard these vivid stories my whole life. And as a young boy, I knew my great-grandfather, Morgan Patterson, who was a southern Colorado lawman. He was a justice of the peace. He was a miner. He was a moonshiner. He was a friend of Buffalo Bill's. He was our family's legacy. He was our legend, and he was an amazing guy. As was his father-in-law, a man named Frank Owenby, who was a close friend of Tom Horn. So I got to know those stories, and as I got into reading, writing, and arithmetic as I grew older, I incorporated those stories in just about everything I did. Once I became a professional musician and songwriter. And I'll talk a little bit about that a little later as that happened. I started utilizing those stories. And the very first is a song called The Spanish Peaks, which has become perhaps my theme song. The Spanish Peaks are these two incredible mountains in the southern Colorado. They're the end of the Sangre de Cristo range. The Ute Indians called them the Wahatoya, or the breasts of the world. They're just incredible peaks that just come out and jut out onto the plains, and stirring sight. And as a young boy, I would used to go and camp at the foot of the Spanish Peaks with my father and grandfather, and it was an amazing time. And so as I got older, I wrote a book about the Spanish Peaks, a piece of fiction based upon Tom Tobin, who was a great mountain man and tracker and guide. I changed his name in order to give him a conscience and be able to give him a little fictional attitude there. But so this song is something that I wrote to go with the book, and I'm very, very proud of it. It's called The Spanish Peaks.
The ancients knew the mountains, the great twin peaks that rose from the dusty plains to touch the sky. They were sacred, the Wahatoya. Conquistadores came searching for gold and humanity to vanquish. Their eyes fell upon the peaks, and they were humbled by the mountain's majesty. Their descendants look upon the Wahatoya of Colorado and call them the Spanish Peaks. I had a dream last night as I lay beneath the pine. Campfire burned to ashes, and the moon rose in the sky. I woke before the dawn's light, a tear ran down my cheek. I dreamed of home and family there beneath the Spanish Peak. Thank you. on the trail from Santa Fe, where plains and mountains meet, and the rivers rush through canyons, and the air is fresh and sweet. I carved my life in granite, I let my roots run deep. I found the only peace I've known there beneath the Spanish Peak. The wind blows hard and heavy, tears a hole right through my soul, and I long to take the road that leads back home. Those who look for love, those who look in mirrors, those who look above. As I ride this Colorado trail, it's something else I see. The peace found in the valley, there beneath the Spanish Peak. The coyote's lonesome cry echoes the sorrow in my soul, and I long to take the road that leads back home. On the trail from Santa Fe, where plains and mountains meet, and the rivers rush through canyons, and the air is fresh and sweet. I carved my life in granite, I let my roots run deep. I found the only peace I've known there beneath the Spanish Peak. Yes, I found the only peace I've known there beneath the Spanish Peak.
Thank you.
All right. It sounds like they liked that one. So that was recorded. Live at the National Cowboy Poetry Gathering in Elko, Nevada, and it was a wonderful, 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 wonderful time that we had. Spanish Peaks has always been one of my favorite tunes. I hope you liked it as well. And one of the things that's really gratifying about doing what I do is the people that I get to meet and the folks that I get to work with. And over the years, I've worked with a great multi-instrumentalist named Ernie Martinez, who's all over what you're going to be hearing today, and several others. A lot of my stuff has been produced by John Macy in Denver, who's an incredible producer and engineer. And I was just finished producing my new CD, Homage, which we'll be getting back to here in a little bit as well. But one of the folks that I enjoy writing with immensely is a good friend named Ray Lejeune. And Ray came to me with a story. He had read the autobiography of Sandra Day O'Connor, and on her ranch when she was a young girl, her grandfather's ranch, Geronimo came and stole some horses from the ranch, and it got his juices flowing, and he wrote some great lyrics, and so we massaged those a little bit, and I put a little drum beat cadence to it, rather than your old horse thing that you generally hear when you're in Western music that goes boom 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 boom. We gave it a little bit of jazzy feel, and took off, recorded this live at the National Cowboy Poetry Gathering in Elko, and this is Geronimo's Men.
45 horses to Geronimo's men. They caught me sleeping when they snuck in. It's gonna be hard to explain this one. All I can say is the Apache won. Running ponies make a cloud of dust. They lit out for the Border Mexico bus. Singing victory songs in the pale moonlight. If I had me a horse, I could give him a fight. I lost 45 horses to Geronimo's men. The boss of this spread is as mean as sin. All I can do to make amends is find 45 horses and Geronimo's men. And Geronimo's man. And Geronimo's man. Hit the trail when the sun came up. Crawling on my belly like a young wolf pup. 3 days later, had the camp in sight. When I caught a flicker from the corner of my eye. The bullets started kicking up that desert sand. No use running, I got on with the stand. Put my lasso around a pony, pulled up the slack. Pulled down the corral and stole those horses back. I stole 45 horses from Geronimo's men. The boss of this spread is as mean as sin. All I can do to make amends is find 45 horses and Geronimo's men. And Geronimo's men.
Geronimo's Men. That was Ernie Martinez on the mandolin, Butch Hawes on bass, yours truly on guitar and vocals. And it's a wonderful, wonderful performance that day. Butch captured it very well. He recorded it and produced the live CD called Maybe It's the Moon. And I was very grateful for that. One of the things that I learned very young as a student of the West. I'm certainly not a historian, but I am a history buff, and I learned that there is a misconception as to how folks out on the prairie, out on the plains, the cowboys, the frontiersmen, the wanderers, how they looked at life and what they knew and didn't know. I think there's a predisposition for us to think that they were perhaps not the brightest bulbs that you can imagine. But so many of them were absolutely brilliant. So many of them were versed in the classics. So many of them read and understood the world that had come before for thousands of years. And so I utilized that particular aspect of frontier life when I was talking about when I was doing a song called "The Plain of Ilium." People, Louis L'Amour used to say that people in cow camps were so starved for any literature, they would read bean cans, they would read labels constantly just to practice, and that was really something I think that was indicative of the West's curiosity. The Plain of Ilium has to do with an old pioneer who's seeing the end of his days on the ranch in Arizona. He's looking back and he's remembering and he's just about ready to let go, I believe. So it's one of my favorite tunes that I've ever written, called "The Plain of Ilium."
He called his daughter twice the day he died. The first to say how much he loved her. The second just to cry. Well, then he sat on his old sofa, mapped the rivers of his life, till he drifted off to sleep in the twilight. He dreamed he fought on the plain of Ilium, his spear sharp as any razor, armor gleaming in the sun, and faced immortal Achilles before he was struck down. And he woke up on a different battleground. His boots are by the bed, his hat hangs on the wall, and the 45's in the closet down the hall. His vision's almost gone, but his mind is filled with years that took over 90 years to learn to use. He sees the main street in an Arizona town, his father on the boardwalk with his hat held by the crown. His mother's voice comes close on the pinyon-scented breeze, and his brother smiles and finds some girl to see. He remembers how the desert bloomed at dawn, dusty smell of horse, well, it's now all dead and gone. He fears that he's gone crazy, wondering how time came undone. So now he dreams about the Plain of Ilium. Out on the range, said retirement's not for cowboys, well, life's a game of chance. So he sits with his old books, leather bindings cracked with age, dreams of ancient heroes fill his days. His boots are by the bed, his hat hangs on the wall, and the 45's in the closet down the hall. Vision's almost gone, but his mind is filled with you. That took over 90 years to learn to use. He sees the main street in an Arizona town, his father on the boardwalk with his hat held by the crown. Mother's laugh comes close from inside the country store, and it seems so real it makes his spirit soar. He remembers how the desert bloomed at dawn, the dusty smell of horse, well, it's now all dead and gone. He knows it's time to move on, now the time has come undone. So he dreams about the plain of Ilion. Yes, he walks on toward the plain of Ilion.
Plain of Ilium, again one of my favorites. I've always really enjoyed the reaction we get to that song, especially from folks from Arizona who've really taken to it. excuse me. I once again want to thank my friend Gary Holt for producing the Living Room Sessions here on Equestrian Legacy Radio. What a great show, and what a great opportunity for me to be able to share some of my music with you all over the world. And thanks so much, Gary. Thank you for everything. This is probably the most intensely personal song that I've ever recorded. I don't play it often because sometimes there really isn't a lot of the perfect place to do it when you're in concert. But I'm starting to play it more than I think I ever have. It's the story of my grandfather and me. My grandpa, Russ Patterson, and I were fishing buddies from the time I was 12 till I went off to college. We fished the West together constantly, and it was quite a deal. I still dream of him. I still miss him terribly, and this is our story. It's called Forevermore. Montana town. Lovely little drum part that was put on by the great Dennis Holt when we recorded that song. We were last seen in some small Montana town. I've always loved that line, and hopefully one of these days I may use it as the title of a book. We'll have to see. So, I have for the past few decades been involved with the best friends of my life in going up to Wyoming each year and going out to the hole in the wall and camping at the foot of the Great Red Wall, the new hole in the wall gang. It was started by the great writer Red Fenwick from the Denver Post, one of the best columnists in American history. And when Red was a very old man and I was a very young man, we met, and he became my mentor for a few years and invited me along on this grand excursion that he had started called the Hole in the Wall Gang Ride. First went up there, I was scared to death. It was absolutely an amazing primeval landscape up there. It's just astonishing. But I got to know everyone, got to know the horses, got to know the people, got to know the cooks, got to know the ranchers, got to know everyone, and it's been an amazing and bountiful, fruitful part of my life for as long as I've been an adult almost. It's pretty incredible. There are 50 of us that go up each year and ride the Outlaw Trail, and it's a pretty amazing experience that we have. One of the great trips that we took up there. One time, we were getting ready to actually. Chris Ledoux was coming out to camp, and he and I were gonna sing around the campfire. And that afternoon, we took off, several of us, and we went up to what's called the Dull Knife Battlefield, and it's where Dull Knife was run down by Colonel Ranald McKenzie after Dull Knife and his Cheyennes had escaped from Fort Robinson, Nebraska. It was December. It was cold. The American troops had decimated the Indian ranks, and it's one of the places that makes you feel like Gettysburg when you walk that particular pretty little valley, knowing what happened there. The farmers up there, I understand, still come up with shell casings from that battle. So, Dull Knife's name in Cheyenne was actually Morning Star. And so I was thinking about what I wanted to be the ultimate song for my CD, The Gang, about my ride that I take each year. And I came up with Morning Star Moon. So this is the story of the hole in the wall country, Morning Star Moon.
star moon, Wyoming sky, bittersweet taste from time gone by, legends in life, lessons in death, buckskin and sage, winter's cold breath, medicine pipe, lost in the snow, embers grown cold, no power flow, ghost smoke ascend to the four winds. The old time is gone, a new time begins. Morning star moon. Giant's home, it fills my soul with echoes of tunes played under morning stars. There's a wildness in this place. It's coyote cries, it's yucca spines, it's red dust in the hair in the eyes, it's trout in the creek, it's eagle's wings, it's petroglyphs, cards, and teepee rings.
All right, Morning Star Moon. I'm very, very proud of that song. It won the Western Writers of America Spur Award for Best Song. And it's something that I really enjoy performing. So I hope you enjoyed it as well. A few years back, I had the great good fortune of being contacted by some folks in the farming industry to work with them on a project, which became known as a CD of mine called Keepers of the Flame. They'd heard a song that by that name that was on my first CD that I had ever done, a CD called Out West of Laramie. And they loved the song and wanted to do a music video of it for the 50th anniversary of the National Association of Conservation Districts. So all these groups got together and we did this. We went out to Iowa, Perry, Iowa, on a dairy farm and did this just fantastic video. I just still love to see it. It was really, really well done. My friend Ron Nichols had put together a bunch of folks, and we got out there and we went to Las Vegas after that with the video in hand, and at a convention of between 10,000 and 15,000 people, we presented this video, and it was this matter of pride that you couldn't believe. So they loved it. It became a big deal in rural America, and so big that they decided they wanted to do a CD with 10 songs that I had written. They basically said, write the songs. We don't want ads. We want some looks at rural life, how a poet would look at rural America. And so they did that. I did that. It turned into a wonderful CD, and one of my probably favorite songs on this is called Red Tail. I think that anyone that's in rural America has seen the red tail hawk fly over and wonder what he sees, where he's going. This particular song has incredible background harmony vocals by my friend Celeste Krentz, and I hope you enjoy Red Tail.
High above the heartland, high,
red tail
rides the currents of the sky,
scans the earth below with weathered eye. Red tail
flies,
red tail flies. Glides on through the heavens,
flies
to the far horizon, dips and slides, searching out the prey that seeks to hide. Red tail flies, red tail flies.
Power rises from the land below,
from its contours breezes blow,
and in some small way the red tail knows
it defines the heartland's goal.
Flies above
man looks upward and he shakes his eyes, forgets the work ahead for a short time. Red tail flies, red tail flies. Free to soar the heavens, free. Red tail drifts above the land's bounty, takes its rest in an old maple tree. Red tail's free. it defines a country's soul. High above its domain, high, razor talons and a light quick dive takes its place in nature's grand design. Red tail fly, red tail fly, red tail fly, red tail fly.
Red tail. I think you can see that hawk soaring above the prairie out there. Thanks to Celeste for her lovely vocals on that as well. So I have neglected to mention so far that I host each month for the past 16 years a concert series in Arvada, Colorado, which is a suburb of Denver. It's at the Old Town Pickin' Parlor. It's called America's Soul Live. Kit Simon owns the Old Town Pickin' Parlor. It's a guitar store, and we move out the guitars and move in about 100 seats, and the audience comes in, and I have two other acts join me, and it's absolutely incredible. So if you ever get the opportunity, you can look some of that up on YouTube, but you can also come to Arvada, Colorado, and join us for one of our wonderful shows at America's Soul Live. I have always been enamored of story songs. I think that's probably when you look back at influences that you might have in your life. I grew up with not only Johnny Cash, but with the Beatles and with Bob Dylan and with James Taylor and with the great folk artists, and then those that decided to go back to the roots a little bit, the great rock bands that went back, like Buffalo Springfield and Poco and the Flying Burrito Brothers and the Byrds, and these great story songs that they would write and tell, and I wanted to do that, and so I did that quite often in my early work, and I still come through with it, like songs like Morning Star Moon, but this is one of my very favorites that I've ever written. It's a story of a little fella and his aunt and how their lives progressed and how he wound up owing everything to her. It's called Little Wilbur and Miss Lorraine.
Little Wilbur sat on a cottonwood stump, started tossing dirt clouds at the water pump. Sick and tired of working for Miss Lorraine, wants to be like Jimmy Rogers, wants to ride the train. Yeah. Little Wilbur turned 11 back in 35, went to work for Miss Lorraine in the summertime. Little Wilbur's made an aunt on his mother's side. She kept Little Wilbur running like a house of fire. Little Wilbur, fetch me some water. Little Wilbur, fast as you can. Little Wilbur this, Little Wilbur that. Little Wilbur, you're such a lazy young man.
Thank you. her mill said she'd been banned in Boston. She kept a gold framed picture of some duke or cat. She never told a soul what it was all about. Miss Lorraine took sick in 1952. Called Little Wilbur in for a surprise or two. She handed him a will and said what's hers was his. Then she told him where to look and gave his cheek a kiss.
$50,000 in a hollowed-out Bible, $11,000 more in a coffee can, $150 G's underneath the floor, $750 more in a mattress hat.
Toyotas and Chevys and some GMC. Does some live commercials with a Dallas cowboy. Has a beachfront estate on Waikiki. Little Wilbur's got an alligator skin wallet, a chauffeured limousine and a rosewood cane. Keeps the money clip with four or five C-notes. And a dog-eared picture of Miss Lorraine. Oh, Miss Lorraine. Whoa, Wilbur. Whoa, go Wilbur. Miss Lorraine.
I've always really been enamored of that little song. Those sessions were so fun. It's produced by John Macy, who's still producing my stuff, which is great. Incredible steel player as well as producer and a recorder of tunes. One of the best. The guitar licks in that were by one of the best on the planet, Kenny Vaughn, who is one of the fabulous superlatives with Marty Stewart. And I just enjoy listening to that one over and over and over again. I actually even like my harmonica on that one. So, just finished a new record, which we just released. Still Column Records, that's right. It's called Homage, or Homage, if you don't want to be snooty, I guess. And what I did for the first time in my 10 records, I've done 9 before, all of original music. This is a CD of covers that I've come across over the years that I absolutely am in love with, that I've loved playing on stage, that have become a part of my musical identity as well. And the very first one that we had decided to release as a single is from a good friend of this show and a lot of the folks out there that are listening, Mike Blakely. Mike wrote this tune as an adjunct to one of his books, and I fell in love with it years ago and was lucky enough not to just parrot his fine version, but to go ahead and come up with something which we felt was unique. Absolutely love this song. It's probably become my most requested song at my live shows, which is great. It's got some amazing people on here. The guitars are from the great Chris Lusinger in Nashville. John Macy's playing steel. Ernie Martinez on mandolin. Hank Singer on fiddle. Christian Teal from Boulder, Colorado on drums. And Chris Engelman on bass. And I get to do the vocals harmonica. This is called Slow Fallen Rain. Thank you.
thunder rumbled in my dreams this morning. It was distant but plain. Tried to hold back the day and the dawn. Tried to dream of some rain. Heard the horse stampede to the stable. They always know. Waking up, I saw you in the breeze at the window with your head blowing. Keep on believing, Amelia. I understand your pain. You've given up your own dreams for me. You ain't got so much to gain. Just let me hold you whenever life starts to make you insane. Let me love you like a slow falling rain. An old window pane. Something real about the ring of a rooftop singing under the rain. And I believe we can get through the summer. And I believe in this dream. I believe you're a sight to behold with a light in your eyes. Gleaming. Keep on believing, Amelia. I understand your pain. You've given up your own. Got so much to gain. Just let me hold you whenever life starts to make you insane. Let me love you like a slow fall.
John Chandler and his great song, Slow Falling Rain. And when we first started the show, I introduced him as being an award-winning singer-songwriter and one of the coolest guys around. And I think after this show, you understand what I mean. And I hope our audience has enjoyed this as much as I have, John. I know.
Oh, I've had a ball.
This has been great. This has been great. I know everybody out there wants to buy your albums, and they want to be able to see you live in concert if they have an opportunity to do that. But why don't you go ahead and tell us where they can get your music?
Sure. Everything's available at www.johnchandler.com, and it's J-O-N Chandler. My first name is J-O-N because my dad said when I was born, he took one look at me and didn't figure I'd be able to put more than three letters together. So, so anyway, it's johnchandler.com, or it's also available at coastalbendmusic.com. Which is the record label that John Macy has in both Texas and Colorado. And the new CD is called Homage, and all of my other stuff is available as well.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, this has been absolutely fantastic. You have been wonderful today. And so I'm going to encourage everyone out there around the world to be sure to check out JONChandler.com and get you a bunch of this great music because it is terrific. Just great listening. And you have been a great guest. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gary. I really enjoy the show. I really enjoy what you're doing down there. It's just amazing. So when I get to Nashville next time, we're going to have to go out and quaff one here.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's do that. Let's do that. We want to remind everybody that next week we're going to kind of change up a little bit. We've got a great bluegrass group that's going to come in and join us. They're based here in Nashville, and they are a wonderful family band called Williamson Branch. So they'll be joining us for the living room sessions next week. And then we want to remind you also to be sure and tune in to the Campfire Cafe in Saddle Up America that airs every Thursday at noon Central Standard Time. And we'd love to have you be listening to that. And be sure and tell your friends about this program. You'll get to hear more great entertainers like John. And your stories have been absolutely great today, John. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you. It's just a lot of fun just to shoot the breeze with folks.
Well, it is great. It is great. We're going to close this show out today with a great song, and this is another one from the album, and I'll be a little highbrowed, from the album Homage. It's called Hot Burrito Number One. It's John Chandler. He's been our special guest today on the Living Room Sessions. And again, John, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Gary. Talk with you soon.
All right. Thanks so much.
That won't keep you warm at night, 'cause I'm the one who showed you how to do the things you're doing now. He may feel all your charms, he may hold you in his arms, but I'm the one who let you in. I was right beside you then. Once upon a time, you let me feel you deep inside, and nobody knew, nobody saw. Do you remember the way? I'm your old boy, and I don't want no one but you to love me. No, I wouldn't lie. You know I'm not that kind of guy. Time, you let me feel you deep inside.